Finally, the kids arrived at Mrs. Torrey's house. Chloe knocked on the door. Well, hello again. And hello, Jacob.
Hi, Mrs. Torres.
I was beginning to wonder what happened to you.
Mrs. Torres, you'll never believe it, but we found all the letters but one.
Well, let's hear them.
The S is for Savior, the P is for power, the A is for accordance with the scriptures, the R is for raised, the K is for keep.
Wow, great job. How did you find all the letters?
Well, we had a little help from our friends. Right on.
But we still need to find what the last S stands for.
I can help with that. Sit down here while I go get my Bible and something for us to drink. A few minutes later, Mrs. Torres came back with her Bible and four large glasses of juice.
Thanks, Mrs. Torres.
Thanks.
Thanks, Mrs. Torres.
Acts 16:31 says, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved."
That's it. The last S is for saved.
But do you understand what this verse means?
Oh, I do. We talked about this in Sparks last week. It means we need to believe, or trust, Jesus as the one who saves us from our sin.
That's right, Chloe. I hope and pray that in Sparks this year, each of you will trust Jesus as your Savior. And if you have already trusted Jesus, I pray you will get to know him and God's word much better.
I hope so too, Mrs. Torres. And I'm going to go ask my friend Emma to come to Sparks with me so she can hear about Jesus too.
All right.
Good for you, Chloe.
Cool.